Less than a year after St. Petersburg police sliced up homeless people's tents, the city is now working on developing a new tent city. The homeless encampment is a joint project led by Catholic Charities at the request of the Roman Catholic Diocese of St. Petersburg. It will be located at the end of 126th Avenue North, and there are plans for it to hold up to 250 people. The public-private project is getting funding from a number of sources, including Pinellas County. Today, the County Commission approved providing $460,000 to help with operating costs. There was a little debate amongst commissioners on the merits of the plan, but Commissioner Bob Stewart repeatedly asked before the vote, where was the funding coming from in the county's budget? Assistant County Administrator Mark Woodward said it came from savings from the county's Human Services Department.
If memory serves me, it was approximately $1 million. So the proposed funding for this pilot program is to take a portion of that carry forward, $461,000 to be specific, recognize that out of your fund balance in the current year and appropriate those funds for this purpose.
Stewart questioned where the money would have gone if it hadn't been devoted to the project called Pinellas Hope, and he wondered if it would be available next year if the project were to continue.
If this comes back again, prediction or maybe even hope is that it'll be a success. Is this to be expected to be cranked into Health and Human Services as an ongoing expense, or will it come out of, quote, some unexpended funds that are flowing over the next year?
The county's Mark Woodward said if the project was considered a success, it would need funding next year. It would come back before the board during their regular budgetary process. Commissioner Ken Welch said that one reason why he liked Pinellas Hope is that the county was not funding it exclusively. In fact, one private citizen, Harry Stonecipher, the former CEO of Boeing, is contributing a large amount. Welch asked a county administrator what Stonecipher was actually paying for.
He's paying for the capital costs, the portables that are coming in for the showers and the bathrooms and the fencing and helping to pay for the site prep. The city of St. Pete crews are doing the site prep, but helping offset some of those costs. Now, if it's not successful and they decide not to do it next year, those buildings would be sold and the money would be given back to him.
What's the amount of his contribution?
It hasn't been finalized, but he said between up to $500,000. And it's looking to be about $450,000.